Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at God's Word to Man at gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So amen and amen. Thank God for another blessed day. This special 5 o'clock hour, my brother Eddie Lee will be heading this off as he give the message titled Good News End Time Prophecy. So he will be joining us in a minute. Thank God for that. Thank God for the giving of the word. And as I told you before, beloved, we're trying to do the best we can to get as much as the word of God out as we can while we're on the broadcast, while the time is still open. The day will come, as I told you before, that the true believers are going to be denied access to the internet, to the radio, to the TV. You can look for it. Now, you ain't got to believe me. That's your decision. I just say, live it out. You will see. Okay? Praise be to God. So, glory be to God. Thank God for this another blessed opportunity. Later on tonight at 7 o'clock, I myself personally will be back on with part 5 of Spiritualist Reincarnation, Divine Judgment, Eternal Progress, and Miracles, my 5th and final part of that series there. That will be at 7 o'clock. Right now, as for Brother Eddie Lee, as he'll come on, this is a 45-minute broadcast, amen, for 5 to 5:45. He's going to be bringing you the message of the Word of God. Glory be to God. So, amen and amen. Thank God once again for another blessed opportunity and a beautiful day in the Lord. I thank God for his spirit. Have ministered to me his word, encouraged my heart. And I am grateful for that, you know, and that's what God does. When you're on this walk, in this journey, and you seem like you're getting weary, you're getting pretty tired, and God understands that. And sometimes it's like boom after boom after boom, a hit, and all of a sudden, you know, you're about to turn loose of the rope, and God speaks a word, whether he speak it audibly or speak it to your spirit or whether he speak it through someone else, or simply just by you studying his word, he speaks from his word, the written word, and it always brings encouragement to your heart to cause you to hold on a little while longer. Remember the word of God says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint. Glory to God. Oh, the Holy Ghost has witnessed to me of that scripture this morning, or well, I might have said it earlier this evening. And I thank God for it. I thank God for the witness of his spirit. I thank God for what he's doing, what he's going to do. Glory be to God. And he is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Amen. So don't forget the Lord. And glory be to God. You know, keep that in mind. Thank you, Jesus, that he is a warner. He is an encourager. He will encourage you. And some may think that, you know, you're alone. Glory be to God, but you're not. Glory be to God. God, he sees, he cares. Thank God for what he promised, manifesting what he promised. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm going to pass my brother on here.
Everybody.
God bless you, brother.
Yes, dear you. Brother Nate. Shalom. And shalom, my shalom. Jesus Christ is Lord. And to everyone This is Brother Lee coming out of Chicago, a representative, a servant of Jesus Christ and his gospel, and the part of a body of believers called the Church of Christ with the Elijah message concerning the restoration of all things. It's just a pleasure and a joy to start this new hour. And I'll be doing this hour, almost an hour, 45 minutes, to give you the trumpet of good news, an end-time fulfillment of good news. And this is the greatest time and hour for this believers in Christ, the one we refer to as this Christian church, the body. This is the time of great and wondrous news and marvelous things that should take place. So I'm going to be talking over the weeks about the good news of the end time from the kingdom of God perspective and from the kingdom of our Lord. From his point of view about the great and wondrous things that he's about to do in the earth and accomplish before, even in spite of all this falling of all nations, crumbling and darkness and sorrow and grief, wars, in spite of this, there is something wonderful the Lord Jesus is going to work in the midst of this. So, the end time, good news and prophecy fulfilled before the Christ return, before he comes. Hallelujah. Before he comes again. Your ears ready during these coming weeks, I will be talking and speaking and sharing and revealing some things that I understand in part concerning the good news, prophecy and works that the Lord is going to perform on the earth very soon. And it's already begun, a tipping point of it has begun in many nations. So get and set your chair back, for we'll be talking and sharing about many subjects, but mostly we'll end up what is the good news for this hour that we're living in, for the believers in mainly the good news is for the believers and all that would become believers in our Lord Jesus and his gospel plan. Okay? So everyone aware of you in every nation, every kindred tongue, I'll just be sharing some tidbits about the good news of the end time. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Brother Nate.
Yes, sir.
I want to say to everyone everywhere, pray and acknowledge the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus and the inspiration of the Almighty by breathe on everyone through the blood of the everlasting covenant of our Lord and his sanctification through his faith and through the word of God and his righteousness revealed in Christ in us and the hope that we have seated in Christ and the glory of his coming and his power of his might and to all the saints abroad in every place, even the house of Israel, and those that are searching for truth and light of truth, those that are hungry for righteousness, bless them and reveal yourself through these words of truth. In Jesus' name, I really pray. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, in faith. Amen. Okay, good news, brother. And so, people, I'm going to talk about the brighter sides of the scriptures as well as the shakening side of the scriptures. So I'll be talking basically in the midst of all this chaos and confusion about the brightest signs of the hope of the believers in Christ. Okay. First of all, today I'm going to do something strange and unusual. We'll be going different ways, and we'll give special honor and recognition to a brother that fell in battle that soon passed away into the heavens. And I'm going to say this, I'm going to come to mind today to start out with something strange. My mother and father years ago in the hills of Mississippi on the old rural church when I was a young man sitting on those splinter benches hearing of the gospel according to the Baptist and the missionary Baptist in the old time. And they would break out with this kind of song and this little ballad, "I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, and I promise him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord." Now, They would break out with that in the old Baptist church in Mississippi in rural areas. The mothers would come out with a Dr. Watt and a song from the Spirit, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord Jesus. And I promise that him that I would serve him till I die. And so, saints, we're going to talk about a lot of people are not able to hold out. They don't seem to hold out in the battle. They fall and they stumble and go back, and some of them don't recover. And we're on this broadcast to make sure that everybody gets a chance that they can recover when they fall. So we'll be talking about how you can get back up if you're overtaken and fall and be recovered. And that old song in the Baptist Church, Mississippi, said, I promise him that I would serve him till I die. And so we're going to tell them how you can get back in the battle and win the race. Okay, Brother Nate.
Yes, sir.
Today, a few minutes, we're going to express honor. You know, the Bible said in Romans and Matthew, honor them, give honor to whom honor is due. And Jesus talks about that, giving honor to whom honor is due. So we're going to give honor to a brother who has fallen, who's a couple of weeks ago, who was a battle axe in the Church of Christ, Elijah Message, a man of God, of faith, toughness, integrity, Brother Robert Gross, Chicago. I know him for 40 years. Sometime he was real young. And I can tell you about his battles and his victory and how he held out to the end and stood his ground in Christ and in the work of the Lord and the Elijah Message. And nobody could shake him away from the revelation of God's truth and the coming of Elijah and the coming of Christ. Nobody could shake him. Nobody could sweep him away, and no storm could take him away. And he stood strong to the end. 2 weeks ago, he was taken into the heavens. And we just celebrate and honor him because his faith stands out. His enduring, his grace as a man of God, enduring the storms of life and fighting for the kingdom and the works of God, he stood strong as a young man, and he'll be missed greatly. And his legacy is he fought and he stood strong in the Lord. And especially the end time message about the Elijah coming, he let no one, not anyone, was able to sweep him away from his testimony and testimony about the end time truth about Christ's coming and the coming of Elijah. Many people are gone and swept away. Many people are shaken. Some are moved away. Some got discouraged, but no one could shake Brother Robert Gross of Illinois. Nobody could shake his faith. He endured and found favor in God and gone to be with the Lord. Now, I thought I'd give that in because it's fitting to celebrate those who fought the fight and stood strong and to the end. Is that right, brother? You think that's okay?
I believe that's 100% okay.
Yes, we want to look at his life, and he helped us encourage us. He's always a son in the gospel. He was my special son in the gospel, a friend, a brother, closer than a natural brother. And you could count on Brother Robert to fight a fight and get in the battle and help you in any case. And I am grateful for his time on the earth and me knowing him, and he's going on. And he'll be missed greatly in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for his faith. All right. Now, what will we be talking about on the weeks to come, this new beginning, this program? We will be talking about the glorious victory that the Lord has planned for his saints. Brother Nate, we've been talking about the glorious victories and triumph that the Lord has planned in time, church and believers. End time, glorious.
Amen.
I mean, glorious and wonderful. And so one of the things we'll be talking about, one is the greatest harvest of souls. We're going over the weeks, the greatest outpouring of the Holy Ghost that's ever been since there was a world. Number three, the greatest shaking of all nations and all governments and all churches will be shaken, the time of their shaking. We'll be talking about the greatest visitation of the Lord Jesus in the earth and visions and angels appearing. The other thing we'll be talking about, the dead raising revival is about to break forth. The dead raising revival. The greatest healing and deliverance is is the greatest healing. Is some of it has begun, or some of this has begun slightly around the world, but it haven't reached this peak yet. The greatest healing and deliverance is about to be hoped for. The greatest dead raising revival is about to come forth. The other thing, the greatest army of God of children, the army of God's using the army of children to speak to the nations. The other thing, the scriptures yet to be fulfilled, there are scriptures yet to be fulfilled before Christ comes the second time. There are scriptures yet waiting to be fulfilled. All right, the next one we'll be talking about, Elijah must come and restore all things. We'll be talking about Elijah coming, restoring all things, what Jesus said. Then we'll talk about the latter part, how we are to test the spirits. We're to put all spirits and all visitations and all revelation to the test in these last days. How are you going to test between the false and the true? Because Jesus said there'll be many, many false prophets, many false Christs, many false gospel and false religions in the earth. And so testing the spirits. So this is some of the things that we will be talking about and sharing you with our insights, and hopefully the inspiration of the Holy Spirit will help us to enlighten somebody. Now, today, we're going to share a few things that many people are not familiar with, and we'll be talking about the Elias coming, especially the Elijah, the promised messenger of the covenant, the angel of revelation blowing his trumpet with a message in the end time. And so we're going to talk about today about this message, Revelation 10, Revelation 14, 18, about this angel blowing the trumpet, being bringing a message, a sounding an alarm in these last days. And one of the most important end time message is one that Elijah brings at midnight, 25th chapter, imagine, midnight clap. So any of you that out there don't know, as far as prophetic things, prophetic clock, God has a clock, and he talks about his prophetic clock is clicking, and we go on to the 12th hour. And the 12th hour means we're a few minutes away from the breaking of day, the coming of the Lord. Okay. So the message that we are going to talk, and we'll be sharing about many things, but today we're going to share with the Elijah Message group around the world. Wherever the Elijah Message Church, the Church of Christ with Elijah Message, and all believers and all Christians, all redeemed, all saved, sanctified, Bible-believing Christians, wherever you may be, whatever place you be, and if you have been in the Elijah Message Church, and if you have been a part of the last day move of God, of restoration, if you have no longer, and you have been fallen in battle, been taken out, been overthrown by trials and difficulty, you couldn't stand because maybe you didn't have enough roots, didn't have enough strength. You was a good person, but you just didn't have the ability to stand against the storms. You know, Brother Nate, there's people, I'm going to tell them that they can get back up and recover and run the race because they have been overthrown in their life with Christ and they've been taken out of the battle, right? Some of them have, right?
That's correct, bro. That's correct.
So we want to tell all these people who Satan, it says you can't get back up and you can't recover yourself and God don't want you and you fell away from Christ and fell away from the kingdom and those that have fell away from the Elijah message and even though that's going on with the Lord, they have turned aside from what we call the greater of truth and let the greater truth go for God's plan. And said, I don't need the Elijah message anymore. I don't need the Elijah church anymore because they're not doing anything. So I'm not going to be a part of them anymore. I've been overtaken. Or I've been misused. I've been stepped on. I've been treated badly. I've been ruled. And you couldn't overcome that. There are some people can't overcome those things, Brother Robert, without help, right?
That's right. That's right. Amen.
So a lot of people are swept and weaker than others. In some places, and so they can't stand. So the one that's stronger, the Bible said, let the weak strengthen the strong. Let the strong help the weak. So we have to help the people who have been weakened or fallen or tripped over to get back on their feet. and recover themselves. And this is the good news, and we're speaking to all believers, but mainly the Elijah Message Group. Many people are waiting in the backstage for help to get back into the race. So we are on this to all the people around the world who are confused and troubled about the Elijah Message and his work in America and around the world. We're here to help you to recover yourself in the place that God put you originally and build your roots that you cannot be overtaken. You can get back up. You can be recovered. You can find the victory no matter what, how long you've been out of Christ or been out of the work of the Lord and out of the Church of Christ, Elijah Message. And we want to say a few things to you today, in particular, how you recover yourself when you've been overtaken in this life of fallen or seduced or overcome, and you just weren't strong enough to pass through storm. You know, there's a lot of storms, Jesus said in 7th chapter of Matthew. And he says a lot of storms will come, with it, brother. A lot of storms the enemy will launch against the people of God. Is that right?
That's right. Amen.
So even with the goodness of God and the grace and kindness of God, you have to prepare for what? The storms. Is that right?
Yes, you do. Amen.
So if you have a house in part of Mississippi, they begin to have a lot of storms. Is that right?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
And so if your house or your business or your whatever is not fortified and not grounded, when those tornadoes and storms come, something going to start to be shake, rattle, and roll, is it?
Amen. Amen.
So the believer in Christ, on his journey, in his place, if he's not prepared for the storms, and he just, well, God is good, and I'm just enjoying, that's the good part, the wonderful part, but here comes the storms. What are we going to do when the storms come, and greater storms? Can we weather the storm? Do many, are you seeing today how the storms that come against people's faith and their lives and their homes, and they're believers, and they're not able to weather the storm, some of them?
Yes, yes, brother, I definitely have. I've seen it firsthand.
You've seen that the wind storms that Jesus spoke about in the 7th chapter of Matthew's and all through the prophets will be coming to test the believers, put them to the test. The fiery trials that Peter says, don't be surprised at the fiery trials to test your faith, to see where it's built upon. Now, have you seen in the day we live in that people are having so many storms in their lives and families and work and physically and mentally that they're having these storms and something has happened, right? Something happened when all these great storms intensified against their life, right?
That's correct. Amen.
And what you see some of them do when these great attacks and storms and difficulties of life hit them?
I see them, they are completely turned away from the things of God. I see them, they quit being in consecration, quit praying, quit getting in the Word. And, you know, more to say, they quit associating with other believers.
So some of them are swept away back into darkness again, right, into the hands of the enemy. Some of them quit and give up. It's just too much. Some are feel people are forsaking them or don't love them. Some of them feel, you know, the devil is tricky. So he's deceived a lot of Christians that God don't love you anymore because all these, if he loved you, all these storms would be coming against your life. That some people feel that way?
That's right. Amen.
So the enemy is to discourage you. And I want to talk about a few minutes about all the believers and all people, wherever you are, whether you're saved, sanctified, or you're just an ordinary person trying to make it in life. You get so stressed out and so disturbed and so discouraged with time that you know that a lot of people feel like committing suicide, Brother Nate. Around America, I talked about that over 10 or 15 years that people will be so stressed out that they want to live, they want to commit suicide. They just feel like they have no reason to live. I talked about this over 15 years ago, how this was come.
Amen.
So have you found people so depressed from the storms and difficulty that come against them? Have you found many people just beat down to the ground and just weary and say, God don't care and nobody cares?
Yes, I have, brother. I've seen that firsthand. And, you know, it's just sad in your heart, you know.
And we are what we call, what do they call those people who are first responders? You heard that expression in our society,
yeah,
the first respondents. What do you take from that?
Yeah. Someone's, those who are the first ones to come upon the scene, you know, where there's a need for help, you know, what have you, just like your, maybe your officers or your paramedics.
And they're the first responders. 9/11, when it hit, the first police, the first firefighters, the first people who are there on the scene to help. And sometimes they give their own lives trying to help others. And so in the spiritual warfare, we are the paramedic, and we're supposed to be as paramedic to try to breathe life back into those people, right? To breathe hope into them, right?
Amen. Amen.
And to strengthen them and say, come on, brother, arise. Come on, sister, arise. Arise and be healed. Come back into the fold of Christ. His love is still for you. Come and arise and be whole. And I think we need to do, a lot of Christians who are tired and worn out, and they're stressed out and given up, and just stressed out and feel bitter and angry, to breathe life, be a paramedic, and give them, breathe life into them. Hallelujah. Breathe life on them, right? And breathe hope
Amen.
Into them, right? Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Okay. Now, I want to look at something very to tell us that we have called believers to call, breathe life into people. When they have fallen away from Christ, fallen from their ministry, fallen from their home, don't want to be a father and mother, fallen from their business, fallen away from their job, don't want to work, just want to fall out on life, and those that just given up on family, their children, giving up on their business, giving on up, maybe even those that were in Christ just walked away and going back into work, world of sin, and they just said, "I just the devil said, go have a good time and forget all that stuff. I'm tired of the storms. I can't do it with these storms in my life. The people that don't really care, not sincere, and I just feel out of it." So let's see about all of you out there. Let's see what the Lord will give you a word today. Wherever you are, to give you a word about recovery. It's not too late. Let us say it's not too late. It's not too late in the sight of God. It's not too late. It's not too late, beloved. The devil's telling you it's too late. But as long as you're breathing and got your right mind, it's not too late. It's not too late. So I'm going to breathe into you the recovery process. It's not too late. And I want to say something to all, especially all Christians, all people that are non-Christians, and there is a way of deliverance that God has prepared for you in your nation where you such desperate things and despicable, horrible things are happening, and how you can turn that victory, all those things, into your life, a personal victory for you and for your nation. Now, Elijah message and all believers, I want you to read something that the angel said about recovery. Recovery, your life, your crown, your ministry, your home, your children, your way of life, your mind, your health, your wealth, recovery. Because you know, Brother Nate, that we have an enemy. One of the enemies is ignorance. The greatest, one of the great ignorance of hinders of people is their ignorance of God's will and God's help. Ignorance of God's will and God's word, ignorance of what's available in Christ, and ignorance of people that love them, feeling ignorant. Then the second thing, they doubt God. They doubted God because they didn't get an immediately answer to their problem, and now they doubt God, they don't believe. And so then the third thing is people are so fearful because they're trusting in something in this world to uphold him, and they're not trusting in the arm of the living God that never failed them. And so when people fail them, they give up on God also. Now, the angel has a word for all God's people and for the Elijah message people who have been swept away. There are a lot of people in Elijah message have been swept away, brother. They just wasn't strong enough. They wasn't deep enough. They didn't have enough roots. No, they didn't have enough testimony to hold them. And we understand that, right?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And so we're the paramedics to breathe on them. Okay. Let's go to something the Lord says. In the 88th, the angel brought a word from heaven. I want you to listen to this word, but the angel Lord brought, Method 88. We got your book there, brother. Help me out. Method 88, verse 35 to 39. Here is something to help you all that are fallen or fainted, because a lot of people just fainted and given up and turned the word of God away. And they have rejected Elijah's message and rejected Jesus and rejected the gospel and directed their life and hope in God. And a lot of people have just let the word of God go because they just felt, well. And they feel that because they rejected the word of God and let it go, that they're in a safety zone. But any time you rejected the will of God, you're not in a safety zone. If you let all part of the word of God go, you're going to need it if you're going to make it. You may be holding under Christ, but let go part of his word and his plan, you're still not in complete safety zone because you're not built up on the foundation of Christ. Okay, Message 88 and 35 to 39. To all that need to recover. Do you have it, brother?
It says, the word of the Lord says, Satan's power shall be bound, and he shall have no more temptation on mankind until the reign of peace, the millennium, shall be over. Satan knows his time is short, and he will work to destroy all that he can. He will work to hinder and deceive and lay stumbling blocks for mankind to fall over. He will puff up in pride, and he will discourage in hope and hinder the faith of many if you do not watch and pray. Have faith in the words of the prophets and the Lord and what I bring, and he will not have power over you. Therefore, come against him. Break his yoke by true belief and study the word. Obey the Lord's spirit and make ready. There will come trials, but they cannot destroy. Yea, read these words and follow through. Find worship and deliverance.
Those are the encouraging words that are coming from heaven from the angels. Isn't that great news?
Yes, it is.
That's great news. And that give us a plan how you can recover, how you can overcome, how you can get back on your feet. All right. We're going to go to Message 89 and verse 14 and 15. Message 13 to 15. Message 89, the word of the Lord by the angel who brought an encouraging word. What does he say in 89? Message, the beginning, it's the word he brought from heaven, and the brother wrote it down. Brother Draves, he wrote this down. This is for God's people, the Church of Christ, Elijah's message, but it's for all believers. Okay, what does he say, brother? 89, 13, and 15, what it says.
Let Sam Todd know he has been a vessel of God. He is part of God's deliverance plan. The Lord brings him that he might receive this authority and trust and proclaim it to the ends of the earth. For this work has he been preserved and reserved to come higher in the Lord's plan. There are many the Lord has reserved to defend the words I bring from his will. Let all take new courage, new faith. Let the Spirit lift you. Fear not to lift your hands to the Lord. Behold, say the Lord, I will rule and overrule. Fear not, little flock, for great things shall come. Much will come to pass. Many will be healed in my name. Many will be added to your numbers. Many are ready to unite with my church, my bride to be when I come. Yea, even my church that I have established by sending the Elijah. Hear me this day. My cup runneth over, say the master of men.
Okay. Those are words to those that are looking to get back into battle in the ranks and recover. Take new courage. Take new faith. Take it, and he gives you what, if you take it, there's something that will help you to arise and have the victory. I like that message. How you love that word from heaven, brother, about the struggling people.
It's a refreshing, brother. It is a refreshing.
He said, take new courage. Take new faith. Wow. And then he talks about some people who have a ministry in this work, and they reject it or don't take it. And there are a lot of people have been kept alive and preserved to be in this end-time ministry of the Elijah. They have been kept alive, and they have run away and walked away from it, and they feel like, I'm not going to obey the Lord because I've been preserved for this work in this kingdom, and I got better things to do. Well, I want to tell you that Jesus loves you, but you're not on the safety zone. You're not in the safety zone. Let's go to the angel's message, 91, verse
91, 22. Okay, it says, fear not man, nor the whispering of Satan, but he will deceive, if it were possible, the very elect. But the elect shall not be moved. Moreover, they will do all that they can in love, humility, and the spirit of peace and good works. Joy be to the hearts and souls of the faithful, those that be calm and built upon the rock, the word, they will yet bring forth.
Now look, he used the word how the devil would deceive you, right?
That's right.
Because the devil is a deceiver. And that's his nature. He come to deceive. And he'll work with people to deceive them. Well, you don't need the Lord Jesus. You don't need to walk right and live right. You don't need the Elijah message to make it. You know, a lot of people think that this Elijah message is just of no consequence. They can just cast it away and walk away. But I'm afraid that's not quite accurate, is it?
No, it's not. Not at all, brother.
And so some of them have become hurt and wounded, and they are bitter and angry. And that's going to consume you. If you're bitter about something in your life, bitter about how you're treated, how you're misused and angry, that bitterness was swallowed up. That was consume you and take away your grace and take away your good works. And so now we want to deliver you from your bitterness and your unforgiveness. And Jesus wants to pump into you new life and pump his love and get rid of that bitterness, that anger has got your life because you were betrayed and mistreated. And Jesus said, you're going to be betrayed and you're going to be mistreated in this life, but he'll give you grace to overcome it. Now it's time to overcome it today. Let's turn to message 91 and 27, the angel's message 91 and 27. This word will lift you and bring you through to victories.
Okay. 91 and 27 said, they that are filled with contempt, with bitterness and contempt, charity have no hold on them.
So it's going to, you know, things happen to you. You get wounded, you get betrayed, you get hurt, you get pushed on, trampled on, and you get bitter. And the enemy and that hurt fills you with bitter, just like a wound on your arm get infested and you don't tend to it. It just poisons you. Well, that spiritual experience will poison your spirit in your life and take you out of God. So you want to get rid of that bitterness and unforgiveness because the devil used it to take you away from your fellowship with God. So you that feel with bitterness, it's time to recover, time to be healed. All right, let's go to 9131.
Okay.
The angel speaks again.
Got about 5 minutes left, brother.
91 and 31.
The word of the Lord said, there are necessary trials that have come to all, that they might learn patience and the love of God. For charity knoweth nor doeth nor eat no evil.
Is that true? Let's go to message 97 and 21.
Okay. Message 97, verse 21. The word of the Lord says, I am John the Baptist, a resurrected being. I am body, flesh, and bone. As you see me, I am your fellow servant. I will come again as the Lord will direct. I leave peace with you. Publish this message with the rest. Amen.
All right, turn to 98 and 21.
Okay, 98 and 21. The word of the Lord said, let Larry Garcia Williams be set apart on this special work as one of their 12 disciples until others can be taught and choose the 11 more from among them. Majesty,
I want to say to you, God, and walked away from the work of God. And if you forsake and turn it back on what God has planned for you, you will lose many precious things, precious moments of life, and precious, awful, many times lose eternal life. So your calling is connected to your life and the purpose of God. So many of you have been called to works and to ministry, even in Elijah message, and many is think that I don't need the extra oil of the Elijah message. And but the Lord wants you to know that he's still waiting for you, and he wants you to recover and abound in his grace. When I love you, saints, I come to give you a word of recovery. Wherever you are, Jesus is waiting on you. He wants you to recover. Get back in the battle. Get in the kingdom, find your place, and be delivered from this hour that's coming upon the earth. Because you're standing. You're standing in the place God ordained. And when you're standing in the place that Jesus ordained for you, the enemy cannot overturn you, and he cannot overcome you. Well, we love you today. We'll be coming back soon to tell you good news about the end time before Jesus come back to the earth. This is Brother Lee and Brother Nate. This is the hour of encouraging of the end time about Jesus and what he has, the good news for your life and for the saints all over the world. We love you. We'll be coming at 5 every Sunday. Afternoon. We hope to meet you without money, without price, but with love. Brother Lee, signing off. Now, you can come to Jesus right now and say, Lord, save me a sinner. Come into my life. Deliver me. And he will do it. If you do it from the heart, he will change your life. And that's the beginning of the good news for your life. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for another blessed message. Thank God for you, those you've been listening. Don't forget, another broadcast at 7 o'clock tonight. Look for the advertisement then. So once again, for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate. We love you. God bless you, and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
Amen.